Well, Steve, today, very exciting news for the club. Zach Hardacre, the signing has been announced. Just how excited are you to get this deal over the line?
Oh, well, it's been a lot of hard work, I can assure you that, and a lot of honesty and a lot of talk and a lot of discussions over the last 48 hours. So, yeah, I'm pleased. I'm a bit relieved. I can sleep on a night now, and it's all got line. And, you know, we've been in training today, so, yeah, I haven't met him yet, so... Fingers crossed over the next few hours, I'll be checking his hand and welcoming him to the club.
And when looking at Hardacre and what he brings to the club, obviously there's that real potential, that real talent, the Man of Steel winner only a few seasons ago, and a real coup for the club.
Yeah, we've got some quality players throughout now, I believe, you know, in very key positions. And Zach gives us that versatility as well. You know, he can play a number of positions in our back line, you know, full-back, centre or wing. And he gives that experience and that edge, I think, that we need to take that next step to get in the, you know, the top four.
And when looking at getting this one over the line, obviously quite a big name in rugby league as well, someone who's been to the NRL for a little bit. Obviously, at Leeds Rhinos, in the end, you know, something didn't work out there. But to get a name like that to the club, it really is a statement of intent.
Yeah, without doubt. You know, we are coming to this job just to make numbers up. We've come to make a difference in Super League, and you know, we want to thrive and not survive. And that's, you know, and by doing this and, you know, and putting a business plan that we have done and getting to where we want to be, that's helping us. You know, and it's Zach's a statement of intent, and we're honoured, so pleased, and how it went. And I must thank Leeds Rhinos and Gary Everton for their understanding, and you know, a pleasure to work with them and discuss and get through what we needed to get through, really, and they did it very professionally and very honestly. So I've got Gary to thank, Leeds Rhinos. Leeds is a great club, and you know, they're going producing players, but when players like Zach Hardacre could become available, you've got to take that initiative, and you've got to say, look, we want this kid, we can fit him in camp now, and we're looking good for next year now.
And I was going to say, you look at next season already, there's that real sign of optimism. You know, Darryl Powell signs his new contract, players like Hardacre coming in, you know, players who are still there signing contract extensions. There seems to be that real feel-good factor heading into the season.
Yeah, the boys were back in for the first time yesterday. There were real buzz about the place. But it's all about building that contentment, that stability within a club that you need, I think, to take that next step. And it took us 3.5 years, 4 years to get to where we want to be. It's always a slow process when you build it, you know, from scratch like we were. And I'm really proud and you know, what we've achieved in such a short space of time.
And when talking about the salary cap and being able to get Hardacre in there, is it a case now that others may have to leave because of it?
No, not at all now. Obviously, Ben Cooks has gone on loan. We've got some other players on loan as well, so we've still got room whatsoever we can if we needed to bring anybody else in.
And there is one player obviously being linked with moves left, right and centre. I know before you've said it won't happen, but Dennis Solomona, is it still a case that he will be with the club?
We're expecting Dennis Solomona to be with us this year, and I'll reiterate it once again. Dennis Solomona has not been released by the club. He's not for sale by the club. And, you know, we expect Denny of Solomona back at the club.